I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Sabi, did you know that the word perfect comes from the Latin word perfectus, which means unchanging? Sabi niya, do not strive to be perfect because to be perfect is to be unchanging and the only unchanging thing in the world is the dead.
Tama, di ba?
The only thing unchanging in life are the dead.
Ang sarap nito sabihin. Hello, mga kapitbahay. This is Inas.
This is Ari.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
Dancers and the young and beautiful you.
Yes. Oh. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the
young. Welcome back talaga sa aming ano, sa aming mom of the year.
Char. Ayun. So kung napapansin nyo, medyo mahina na yung boses ko, medyo padalaga na kasi andyan yung bebe ko sa likod. So hindi siya pwedeng magulat. Alam niyo naman ang mga tanggol mapusok. Anyway, guys, hi, kamusta? Kamusta ako? Kamusta kayo?
Mag-update tayo kasi, di ba, ako ang tagal ko kayo hindi nakita.
Pero yung mga kapitbahay din, di ba? Medyo minsan din nila tayo nakita. So, update natin yung mga kapitbahay ng very, very quick sa mga buhay natin. So, sino gusto mauna?
Siyempre, ikaw na, ate. Ikaw yung pinakamatagal na wala.
Ayun, nanganak ako, tapos may baby ako. Tapos, I think yung mga ibang kapitbahay that follow me on Instagram, no, na yung baby ko kasi na-operahan. She was born with a congenital disease. So, nung 5 weeks old siya, in-operahan siya. And then, meron pa siyang return operation siguro in the coming months. So, yun, I think expect na lulubog lilitaw ako. Pero ayun, medyo nalagpasan na namin yun. Tsaka, ano na yung baby ko ngayon. Dati kasi moody siya. Kasi nga, inoperahan siya. Meron siya mga iniinda. So, grabe yung... I'm pretty sure I'm still experiencing it. Grabe yung postpartum anxiety ko. Kasi para akong na-hazing into parenthood. As in, 2 weeks in, napansin namin na meron siyang malformation. Tapos, nung pinapa-check up namin siya, nagka-COVID kami, buong family. As in, parang, wait lang! Bagong parent pa ako! As in, gano'n. Nagka-COVID kami as a family. Tapos, din nung nalagpas na namin yung COVID, inoperahan siya. Tapos, yun, nag-recover siya. Tapos, ngayon, parang medyo fully recovered na siya. Pero may isa pang operation that's coming soon. So, ayun, parang yung parenthood ito. Pero parang binigyan ako ng extra level. Yung sabi ko, wait lang dito.
Naka-bonus edition ka, mami.
Oo, naka-bonus edition.
In a trucodazer way.
Oo, sabi nung universal, gusto mo pala ng baby. Okay, wait lang ha. Boom! Gana.
Parenthood limited edition. Ganyan.
Oo, ayun. So, first 2 months namin was kind of hard. 3 months was reserved for her recovery. Tapos, yung ngayon, 4th month niya, medyo jolly na siya. Mahirap pa rin siya patawanin, pero medyo jolly na siya. So, yun, that's been my life. Tsura ko, diba? Look at me! It's me! Hi! Charot! Oh, yun na. Yun na yung aking update. Sino next?
Si Ate Sari, I think, kasi siya naman ang lumulubog, lumilitaw minsan.
Came back to the young and beautiful you din.
How's your life? How are you?
Ako, busy lang ako ngayon na parang bumuo ng bahay for myself.
Woo! Tahanan. Woo!
Parang buuin yung tahanan, ganun.
Ganda. Yan, tahanan ni Sari with a heavy and mala. Mga pusang pusakal, pero social na sila ngayon. Kasi mahalagaan sila ni Sari.
Nakaanan na sila.
Si Sari dyan sa pusakal niya.
Mga puspin. Pero hindi pala pusakal yung term. Puspin. Ganun.
Puspin.
Bakit Puspin?
Kasi pusang Pinoy, Pinoy. Parang Aspin.
Ah, pala.
Hindi na kasi Askal. Di ba? Aspin na.
Ah.
So, hindi sila... Oh, hindi asong kalye, but asong Pinoy. Hindi na pusang yes. kalye, but pusang Pinoy.
Ooh.
So, yun na yung cuter term for them. O siya, sinong next? Ay, sorry, tapos ka na ba?
Yeah, yun lang naman.
Okay,
sige, see you. Just busy na si Sari for the past few weeks trying to adjust to her new home and making a home for herself.
Yeah, alam nyo, yung totoo kasi, kaya ni makapag-share si Sari yun ang information. Isa kasi siyang assassin.
Isa siyang secret agent na hindi pwedeng ipaalam sa mga tao kung ano ang nature ng kanyang trabaho.
Nasa otherwise, Mystery Manila, ano na siya.
Tropa assassin, ganon.
Yeah.
Tropa
assassin,
ha? Ano naman, I think, it's same, no? Work has been busy, very busy lately. Medyo nalulukha na ako ng very light. Pero ano naman, the good thing about it is, every now and then, I find myself to be a little bit optimistic about the situation. But because, you know, sabi nga, di ba, be thankful that you have work. So, can't complain. But it does get hard every now and then. But I get by every now and then. Nag-iaya yung mga kaibigan ko. Si Toto nag-iaya. Or nagmagluluto si Toto ng food. Kasi for the past 2 weeks, mga kapatid, bundat ang ate nyo. Kasi nasobran ako sa food. Charot, nag-gastritis ako or something. Basta parang ganun. So, I really can't eat fast food masyado. Kung mag-fast food man, it's really para mga sides lang yung pwede kong kainin. Yung malamanan ba ang chan? So, my body's catching up. Ano na? Alam niya na matanda na siya. Hindi na siya katulad ng dati
balik
na.
To be fair pa, baka maging balik alindog ano siya. Parang entry point. Kasi hindi ka na pwede mag-fast food.
Oo. Well, hindi naman na. Pero parang sinabihan ako ng doktor. May akala ko talaga ano na, ito na yun. Ina-atake na ako. Tapos pinindot ng doktor yung shotgun ko. Inoximeter ako. Tapos pinindot yung shotgun ko. Ay, hindi yan BP. Ano lang, gas yan. Kasi talagang may yung shotgun ko di mapindot.
Pag ganyan post ko pinapainom ko eh. Ay, siguro sa'yo kasi worst case scenario na. Hi, Duday! Nag-hello si Duday! Sabi ni Duday, nagla-life update din siya.
Oh, oh. Bored na daw siya. Wait. Sige, meet muna ako, guys. Go! Continue kayo.
Go. Ikaw, Athena, kamusta naman? Pero yun, I'm recovering well and hopefully after this final battery of meds, fully recovered na ako. How's about you, Athena?
In my sickening girl era, you know, she's sickening or whatever. I've been sick for the past 2 weeks. So I think that's also why hindi kami nakakapaglabas ng episodes kasi minsan naman pinipilit namin ni Kuya Yudes itawid yung kahit na kaming dalawa. But since we're both sick at the same time, yes, ano kami, mag-break muna kami for this season. And also, nahihilig ako for some reason gumawa ng planner. Kasi diba, nagagaluhan nga ako ng iPad ni Kuya. So like, ang dami palang pwedeng gawin. Like yung mga drawing, gano'n. It's so fun. And it's just so fun for me. So I think yun ang aking life update. Nasa ano ako ngayon, I'm still like recovering.
Digital planning ka na rin?
Yes, yes.
Like,
I love it.
Like yung nanonood nun sa TikTok. Kasi gusto ko rin mag-ganon.
Alam mo na ganyan din ako kasi 'di ba may binigay sa amin na company phone. Technically yung phone ko, yung iPhone ko mas advanced yun sa binigay sa akin na pero dahil bago siya.
Grabe, wait, dahil bago siya. Humble brag.
hindi. It's really the new gadget hype. Na parang sabi ko, parang mas gusto kong gamitin yung Oppo ngayon. Ay, yung Huawei ngayon. Oppo, Huawei sponsor us. Hindi kasi parang ano siya, parang is, alam mo yun, bago ina-explore ko yung mas mabilis yung charging. Kasi nga bago. So parang yun yung mas kinakalikot ko for the past few months or something.
Speaking of bago, alam mo, may na-discover akong bago sa App Store. Ano yun? You know, si GoTime Bank.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Alam mo, medyo brainy tayo ngayon eh, di ba? Medyo ang dami niyang baon. Anyways, this episode is sponsored by GoTime Bank App. So, ang ginawa ko lang is dinownload ko lang. Kasi ang cute kasi nung ano niya, nung parang icon niya, color blue, tas my heart. Tas parang sabi ko, hala, ang cute naman, ang Gen Z. Ang Gen Z nung ano, banking app.
Very, very Gen Z.
Diba? Ang cute kasi parang may icons. Anyways, hindi lang naman yun yung maganda sa kanya. It made managing my finances so easy. I just had to download it and then in 5 minutes, nag-register lang ako sa GoTime Bank app. That's GoTimeBank. Oh, best in spelling na ngayon, guys. Ayan, anyways.
All caps.
Ano? So, madali lang naman mag-register. All you have to do is download. So, please guys, please download the GoTime Bank app and like, just see for yourself. Diba, malay mo, meron pala tayong Gen Z Bank. Oh, diba, ang cute? Anyway,
thank you GoTime Bank for sponsoring this episode.
Yes, you can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the description box below sa aming description sa Spotify or go to www.gotime.com.ph for more information. It's GoTime! Yes!
Yes! So speaking of go time, so bakit ba kami kanina nag-update ng mga life namin? Alam mo yung na-realize ko, nasa producers, ninang era na tayo. Di ba?
Papunta na tayo doon.
Oo. Di ba nga, dati sabi nila flop tayo. Pero hindi, actually, papunta na lang talaga kami sa producers, ninang era. So kaya ang title ng episode namin, Came Back to the Young and Beautiful You. Kasi number one, comeback namin ito for this season, I believe so. And also, iniisip namin yung mga times, syempre nasa ninang era na tayo, no? Iniisip namin yung mga times na nasa lowest of the low kami and then nag-bounce back tayo, no? Or nag-came back tayo to the young and beautiful us. So, sino gusto mauna ng kanyang mag-share? Or ako ba mauna? Kasi baka umiyak si Luday.
Tama, ikaw na ate.
Ako
I say
una,
go.
Oo, kasi baka mamaya, in a while, mabasok na dyan sa pinto yung anak ko.
Mag-came back na din si Duday.
Hilingi siya ng dede. Grabe, nandun na tayo sa era na yun, di ba? Napapadede na ako habang nag-ukodashers. Ano, actually ako, this is a comeback, pero meron din ako naisip dati. Ilang beses ko na nakikwento to, pero sa akin talaga very, very valuable yung moment sa life ko na yung na-realize ko na hindi ako for office. Kasi parang sobrang low, one of the lowest points yun ng buhay ko kasi I was so unhealthy and I was so depressed. Tapos, medyo matagal yung pagka-kiambak ko kasi umuwi ako ng probinsya. Tapos, hindi ako nagtrabaho for a while. Nakitrabaho for a while. Nakitira ako sa boyfriend ko, which is yung asawa ko na ngayon. Nakitira ako sa kanya. Kasi nang tagal, siguro mga a year na hindi ako nag-work. Parang buntot lang ako sa kanya. Pagpapasok siya sa school, bumuntot ako sa kanya. Or minsan sa bahay lang ako, taga-alaga ng pamangkin niya. In fairness, nakatulong naman yun sa buhay ko kasi parang marunong naman ako at some point mag-alaga na ng bata because of that. So parang a year, hindi ako nag-work. And then the next year, nag-work ako online. Basta umuwi ako ng probinsya. Tapos the following semester...
Ito yung kinento mo before na parang prinsesa ka sa kanila.
Oo,
matutulog tapos, ka lang para gumising.
Tutulog ako para gumising kasi yung mama niya, o kain ka na ina. As in, parang feeling ko, nagpaalaga ako. Parang without thinking, without back then, I didn't know na yung pala yung kailangan ko. Pero parang hindi ko inisip na kailangan ko to. Yung inisip ko lang, gusto ko makasama that time yung boyfriend ko. So gusto ko siya makasama. So I quit my job, I left Manila. Tapos I literally inserted myself in their home. As in, bumili siya ng kama. Kasi syempre, ikina-bachelor niya dati yun, wala siyang kama, foam lang. Bumili siya ng bed frame, bumili siya ng bagong foam. Kasi talagang in-insist ko na i-insert ko yung sarili ko sa bahay nila. Parang pwede mong makitira dyan? Sabi niya, sige. Oh, so di tumira ako sa kanila, di ba? Tapos nagpaalaga ako sa kanya, tapos yung nanay niya din. I mean, I didn't even know what I was going through, but I'm pretty sure I was going through a very, very low point na good thing ganun yung family niya. Parang inintindi nila ako na winelcome nila ako sa home nila. Tapos for a year, wala akong trabaho doon na. My God, imagine mo, alam mo, feeling ko, kung ako yung nanay, maldita ako, ikikick out ko yung sarili ko. Parang ano ba yan? Palamunin ng bahay yan. Pero alam mo yung family niya, hindi ganun. As in, parang isang
dahil busila kang kalooban nila.
Oo, parang isang taon ako sa bahay nila na pinaalaga ako lang yung mga pamangkin niya. Tapos, parang sumubuntot-buntot ako sa kanya minsan sa school. Pag nag-teacher pa siya that time eh. Tapos after a year ata, parang lumipat ako ng Iloilo, nagsistart na ako, no, sabi ko, I think I need to work. I think I need to earn money. So nagstart ako, nag-online teaching ako. Tapos the next year, na-inspire na nga ako talaga na i-pursue yung theater kasi yun lang talaga yung dream ko eh. So nag-theater ako sa Siliman na hindi ko natapos. Yung Canva ko, I really think, is nung bumalik ako ng Manila. Parang feeling ko, nahubog na ako talaga nung palipat-lipat ko, nung nasa Iloilo ko. Ang dami ko nakilala, ang dami ko na experience, umakit ako ng bundok. Kasi kung saan-saan ako nagpupunta, it was for 2 years na technically wala akong like job that would hold me down. Tapos kung saan-saan lang ako punta ng punta. Pagbalik ko ng Manila, I really felt parang hubog na akong tao. I'm not complete, pero parang may shape na ako. Kasi before I leaving Manila, I was shapeless talaga. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung goals ko. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung dreams ko. Pagbalik ko ng Manila, nag-enroll ako sa master's degree ko sa UP sa theater. Tapos yun na, yung Kamat to the young and beautiful you. Because I was really determined to... Actually, hindi pa nga nag-start yun sa pag-enroll ko sa Diliman eh. Nag-workshop pa ata ako ng isa sa CCP. Then I was sure. Sabi ko, yun na, mag-enroll ako sa theater. Kasi yun talaga yung...
I think nag-snowball yan, Ina, nung nag-ano ka after ng BLF mo. Kasi after BLF mo, humatak ka sa Takili eh. Tuloy-sunod-sunod projects mo na.
Oo nga. Tapos nakakagulat yun talaga na parang, ha? Parang pagbalik ko, I keep on telling this story kasi I think it's really worth mentioning that when you find your shape, the shape of yourself, magfo-fall yung things into place. But the thing is, hindi mo din pwede pilitin yung paghahanap ng bubog mo na yun eh. It will really just happen. A lot of, you know, kids, wow, meron akong afterlife lesson, no? Kasi baka umalis ako mamaya. A lot of kids are so, but I was also like that. You're so depressed over na parang, what am I gonna do with my life? I'm already 27 and wala pa ako na-achieve. Parang don't worry about that. Parang, I think you should concentrate first on parang exploring a lot of things. And then, pag nahubog ka na, yun talaga yung comeback mo. And then, parang alam mo yun, just, parang the things that I wanted just started falling into place for me. Tapos tama ka yun, sunod-sunod yung Takilya ko. Nung parang nag-VLF ako, tapos alam mo yun, nakatrabaho ko si Mam Jose. Alam mo yun, parang ang dami kong bagay na na-achieve. Kasi nawala ako ng 2 taon. Kasi dati nung nasa Manila ako, nung nag-office ako, I was already trying to start theater, tapos napaprustrate ako. Parang bakit wala? Why can't this happen to me? Something like that. And then it did. I left. And then when I came back, I got a role in a small theater company. I workshopped sa CCP. Nag-inroll ako sa UP. Nag-VLF ako. Parang, grabe yun. Hashtag blessed. So yun yung comeback ko, I think. Tapos ngayon, slowly, ito naman is a gradual comeback. As Duday grows better, and, you know, she gets well after her surgery. Kasi honestly, pag nung nanganak ako, di ba, medyo OC ako, meron akong Excel sheet ng mga lahat ng plans ko for Duday, kung ano yung layout ng room. Nothing's really gonna prepare you when you give birth. Alam mo yun, parang bumili ka ng buti yung crib ko. I have 2 cribs na binigay sa akin. Kung ayaw ng baby mo sa crib, bala ka sa buhay mo. Ayaw niya.
Ayaw talaga? Ayaw talaga?
Ayaw niya, ayaw niya. She will not sleep away from me. So, co-sleeping kami. So,
di ba? Hindi, pero ano, nasan, pati yung sleeping situation yun, nasa gitna siya, ganun.
Hindi, like, oo. Nasa side siya, si Eduardo sa sahig. Outside ako lambo siya. Kasi, hindi pwede. Deep sleeper
kasi
siya.
Kasi baka nga, ano, di ba, yun daw yung nabasa, narinig ko sa TikTok kasi may mga na, ano daw, napipipi.
Outside ako lang buo si Eduardo. Tapos ako, parang ito yung bed namin. Ito kay Duda, ito. Ito lang ako. yan. Tapos, ano, pag ayaw ng baby mo, ayaw ng baby mo. So, gabi nung nananak ako, wala akong, hindi ko alam yung, ang dami kong prepare. Nasabi ko, yung mga damit ko, ay, ito, gagamitin ito for breastfeeding, ganyan, ganyan. Ma'am, hindi talaga. Kung ayaw ng baby mo, ayaw ng baby mo. Kunyari, I thought na I would work on a schedule. Hindi, kung ayaw niya, ayaw niya. Siya talaga yung boss, siya yung masusunod. So parang for the first 2 months, ang ano ko talaga, luray-luray yung itsura ko. I remember 2 months pa lang si Dulay. I attended the birthday party. Pag tinitignan ko yung picture ko na yan, sabi ko, bakit ganyan yung damit ka? Talaga, kakablutin mo na lang kahit ano. Plus, di ba nagpa-hospital pa kami? Every week nasa hospital kami. Kung ano-ano na lang pinagdadampot ko. And then gradually, when your baby gains a little bit of independence, matututo ka na parang, okay. So I bought breastfeeding dresses. Yung nagpapaganda naman ako kahit papano. Ngayon, hindi ko pa kaya yung full routine na mag-makeup. Ngayon talaga parang you have 2 minutes to yourself. 2 minutes to think about, 2 minutes to go to the bathroom to put on your makeup. But still, you're bouncing back. I'm so excited for the moment na complete bounce back na ako na yung kaya ko na ulit mag-glam. Yung gano'n.
Ay, tapos ngayon, ano, yung magda-dress up kayo na yung matchy kayo.
Yung matchy! Ah! Ala, I am contributing to Athena Kobe's baby
fever.
Oo, pero ngayon tinatry ko na. I hope, Duday, when you listen to this, you realize na even dito sa bahay, yung onesie mo, tsaka yung cloth diapers mo, match. All the time, they match.
Ala, tapos cute!
Oo, so kunyari, flamingo yung, ano niya, yung onesie niya, flamingo din yung diaper niya. Parang gano'n. Tapos, kunyari, nakapaglalabas kami, naka-mustard ako na dress, mustard din yung headband niya. Something like that. Gano'n.
Yeah, I'm testament ako dyan sa, ano, sa pagka-finiki ni Ina when it comes to matching dresses or matching colors. Uh-oh. There was one time nakatulog siya sa bahay and she was going bananas because it was October 4.
October, it's October. Kailan ng Minerals? Oh my God, bad fans. October 10. Tapos it was also Wednesday, so we should wear pink.
It should be pink. And she was going bananas because walang pink sa kwad. Wala akong pink na damit.
Pali, October 3rd. It's October 3rd. Tapos,
October 3rd.
Hinalukay ko yung cabinet ni Yudes. Yudes, kailangan nakapaint tayo today!
Oh my God.
I think hindi siya tumigil until nakapaint.
Sabi ni Ate, akala siguro ni Ate Ina, Duday, ano, I will not be ready for Duday. No, Duday is not ready for Ate Ina.
Oo. Pero yun, parang may little joys ka doon na, for example, last week, gumawa ako ng mascara, tsaka ng eyeliner ulit. Tapos nakapaglagay na ako, pero very quick lang. May mga gano'n. Tapos dati, hindi makapag-lipstick, hindi ko magawa.
Ngayon, mas ano ka na ngayon, ate? Mas glowing na yung ano mo.
Dati di ba parang...
picture mo.
Dati, ano na yan? Ano nangyari, guys?
It's the fourth month glow up.
Oo. And once she gains a little bit more independence, why not, di ba? Bakit baka mag-glow pa tayong mag-glow? But I'm pretty sure this fifth month yung next operation niya. So, baka mawala ulit ng konti yung glow. Tapos mabalik lang siya.
Yeah.
So, ayun. Sorry ang haba ng pagkwento ko ng Kiamba.
Okay lang.
Oo. Alright, sino next? Ikaw, Tina. Pinili agad.
Ikaw na lang muna. Sige, habang nag-ano. Habang nag-iisip si Athena ng kwento niya. Kasi pinag-isipan ko rin to nung medyo matagal nung nilista natin yung mga episode natin. No? And after seeing comeback era ko, well, I wouldn't even say it's a comeback era. Pero that moment where things started to, you know, churn and started to take shape sa buhay ko was, I think, around 3 years ago. This was after nung break with my ex, no? And it was such a low time for me nung mga panahon na yun because it was really... But I think a lot of what I am are really based on what we were going to do in the future. So everything that I did, I was patterning it in the sense that how will this benefit yung lifestyle na binubuo niya? Because ganun eh. Ganun siya. Diba nga, nag-dramaturg ako because gusto niya maging director at one time.
Ah, talaga ba?
Yes, ano yun? There,
wait lang, sinong ano ba? Yung first ex
first.
Mo, kuya? Okay. Okay.
And there's this one time, third year college yun nun, mga 19 siya, or 18, ganyan. 19, 20, ganyan. Nila niya sabi, gusto mag-direct. Parang, directing is what he wanted to do. And, tamang-tama at that time, di ba, college, na, fourth year na ako, I was also thinking na, what can I do? You know, in order to be a benefit to that dream, no? Tama-tama at that time. I already knew more or less na I wanted to build a life na more or less related sa academe. And then, I went to this colloquium symposium sa UP. Tapos yun, dramaturgy. Tapos when I listened dun sa talk, na parang, okay, this is, ito pala yung pwede kong gawin, no? Parang I would help write materials for him. I would help develop the materials for him. And I would help in the development doon nung staging ng material na yun for him in order for to help the director shape the material to to be at its best form. Sabi ko, then that's what I'm going to do. And for the longest time, I was making sure na I made sure that everything I did contributed to that, contributed to that mindset or contributed to that future. Anything else is a distraction.
Yeah.
Then at the time, yung mga time na rin na yun, yung mentor ko sa event, no, matagal din ako sinasabihan na, uy, nagsusulat ka pala. Minsan kailangan namin ng writer sa event. Baka gusto mo. Tapos lagi ko sinasabi, eh, ate, ayoko. Kasi baka, alam mo yun. Because that was my first job, diba? And I didn't, because of my own failures, I wasn't able to perform the best that I could, no? However, as time went by, especially after the breakup, nung, alam mo yung babad na babad ka sa pag-iisa mo. Babad na babad ako doon. Tapos parang it was really, sabi ko, oh God, I need to do something. I need to get myself out there again. I can't be staying at home this whole time. Especially this was pre-pandemic. So, you know, I had no excuse to go out. No? I had no other reasons para sabihin na ayoko kasi eme.
Have you heard the good news? It's time to get our sheep together. Join me, J. Paul Hernandez, on the Holy Sheep podcast. I'll walk you through the common questions and issues in the Catholic faith. What does it mean to be a good Christian? What makes you a bad follower of Christ? Tune in as I answer all that and more. Plus, you gain more Ligtas points here in the Holy Sheep podcast.
It started small.
So, pinipressure mo yung sarili mo. Check this.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Kasi at the time, pinilit ko sumama sa mga friends ko ulit. At nakita ko yung, alam mo yan, syempre because tagal-tagal na rin nila nag-work consistently, no? So they're already at comfortable stages of their life. So parang sabi ko, okay, parang I think, you know, at this age, baka I need to start building a life similar to that. Tapos I started ulit from scratch, no? Parang nung una, parang as assistant lang ako. Kasi syempre, kalagitnaan na ng event na nila nun eh. So hindi ako talaga technically pwede pumasok dun as yung the main writer. So ano muna, parang content strategies, parang ganun muna. So I took care of the small copies, yung mga nilalagay sa mga, kunwari may mga exhibit, yung mga ganun. May bibigay na material si ano, may bibigay na material sa akin, tapos gagawin ko siyang buong copy para maging ano siya, para maging ano, may palatable para sa mga guests. And then paunti-unti nag-snowball yun until I was able to take on bigger events and I was able to handle an event by myself and hence nag-start yung freelance lifestyle ko. No, na for 3 to 4 years, it was all freelance. Freelance yung wubuhay sa akin every now and then. Tapos, but here's the thing, no? Things were going good. And this is one of the things na gusto ko nang sabihin dun sa mga, you know, who feel like they're already at that comeback stage. It will go down at one point. You're not going to be consistently at peak and that's okay. I say that that's okay in the sense na it's a natural part of nung return mo. Kasi when you say return, it's a return to the circulation of things, no? It's return to the rhythm of life. It's not necessarily a return to the top. But I think it should be viewed more as that way. It's a return to circulation. It's a return to rhythm wherein you can finally participate the way you want to, the way you intend to. And it cannot be consistently on top because you will hit a stopgap somewhere in between, whether you like it or not. It could be something in within you. Alam mo yun? Pwedeng ikaw yung mapagod. It could be an external factor altogether. You know, it could be a force majeure, like for the pandemic. For a long while, I thought nothing was going to stop me until eventually I reached and I became so arrogant. I became so confident I could do everything. And, you know, one day, I found myself in the middle of 3 events ng sunod-sunod. First event ko Monday, next event ko Wednesday, tapos may next event ako ng Saturday. Not to mention yung pagta-theater ko pa noon and yung pag-MA ko. And I thought, I can do that. I can do that. I'm me, di ba? But then, I really didn't. I really wasn't able to. Nag-force measure lang talaga when the pandemic happened. And alam mo yun, I was really forced to stop all those. And for a while, I really had to slowly
rehabilitate myself back into fighting form. And that's not a failure. No, I think, again, this is already an advice then, no? Na parang just because you think you've already reached your comeback. Actually, when it comes down to it, may resistance ako on the idea of comeback, no? Because mm-hmm. it feels like you've been written off, no? And it's not a case of me being na parang, kawawa ako na I was being written off. I think it's a case of being, you know, merciful to people na we're in the expectations that every, parang for example, it's with, you know, with singers or artists right now, parang the unnecessary or ridiculous pressure that every song or every album has to have a number one hit, has to have a top 10 hit, has to hit 10 millions of records sold. And then when you're not able to do that, alam mo yon, you're considered, they'll call you a flop. I think it's a very cruel mindset that, you know, that limits or stifles yung intuition mo to dare. Kasi parang ayoko nang gawin kasi baka sabihin lang nila flop ako. As opposed to it being a chance to experiment, as a chance to try something new. And, yeah. You know, trying something new, it doesn't have to be glorious all the time. Sometimes trying out something new. Sometimes trying out something new just has to be an entirely new venture in itself. It just has to be a new experience. But I think the pressure to quantify yung achievements mo into something marketable, into something economical, there's merit in it. But at the same time, if yun yung magiging ano mo, and I mean this for a regular situation, real life situation, I understand in business that that's how you measure your success. But I think when it comes to trying out new stuff in your life, mahirap pag dun sa ganun bagay mo siya ika-quantify, because at the start, it will always feel like failure. Because you're building, or rarely will it be the way you want it to, where it's just going to snowball. I think that's more of an exemption than the rule, no? There are those very fortunate. They just happen to be at the right place at the right time. But then there are also, we also admit that there are situations, they were really made for that job. That's why they were able to, build the career immediately and with such force and grace and power na parang, I want it to be like that. But it's not going to be like that, you know? It can be like that for a while, but it will, at one point, it will hit a stopgap, whether you want to or not. And when that happens, you know, take it as a sign from your body, or if you believe in a higher being, from the universe to God, to kind of slow down and, you know, rethink or reposition yourself. No, in order to, and now, right now, I'm in a new work. It's radically different. It's not really radically different, but it's a radically different setup we're in. I have to, do 8 to 5 or 8 to 6 or 9 to 6 na schedule. But I wouldn't consider this as my comeback. I consider this rather as a continuation. I think you come back once, or a few times, but everything else from there is just a continuation of the journey, no?
That's good. Ay, dami ba ni Kuwait today? I love it.
Pag nagkakiam back ka, it always merits. I think it's a continuation. If you didn't hit rock bottom, but I think a kiam back entails na talagang nag-rock bottom ka. Kaya nga, sana, ideally, once ka lang magkakiam back, kasi once ka lang mag-rock bottom. But there's really no judgment if you hit rock bottom
Of course.
And then you came back. But that's the important thing. You came back. Ayun yung anak ko. Di ba ganyan siya? Kapag nagsasalita ako, kagalik siya. Sige na. Joke lang. Quiet na si mama.
Kasi parang, alam mo yun, parang kasi if you keep calling it a comeback, I think you're also putting unnecessary pressure for yourself. Para I think, in our heads, we all want to come back like the way Britney came back after all that mess with Kevin Federline. Federline? Circa 2008, di ba? Tapos bumalik siya from Wind Circus, Womanizer, or, Mariah Carey after Glitter. Those stuff. We all want to come back like that. But sometimes, I think it's, ako, ang naging principle ko na now is, I think it's better to come in and announce and just blend in and just stand out because, you're doing what you're supposed to do. And I think that's a better way for most people because, integrated siya, it's not a shock to the system, no? But again, I also acknowledge that there's a thrill to,
lifting up your voice again and making your voice heard and making a stamp that na parang, hey guys.
Parang ano, yung pagbalik ni Yula Valdez sa mula, ay, mula sa puso. Tama ba? Siya more powers.
More powers.
Patitipan nyo ang kami ng taap. Sorry,
ng api.
Oo.
Diba? Ang batas ng api. Diba? Yan. Yun yung sa akin na parang it's my experience on coming back. Now, alam mo yun, parang 3 years ago, I wouldn't have imagined myself in this position. But, you know, I realized that whatever I had to go through, they were necessary experiences. Alam mo, tama yung sinabi ni Ina eh. Parang the lows have to happen in order for the high of the return. Otherwise, you won't be able to distinguish which is which.
True. No.
Diba? So, yun yung
sabi nga, diba sa heart nga, pag nagka-comeback ang heart, diba, laging may pataas tas pababa. Diba? Parang ganun lang din siguro yun. Kasi diba, pag nag-flatline, dead ka na, diba? So, pag flatline lang din yung life mo, dead ka na din. Charis, hindi naman dead. Pero parang walang life yung life mo. Gets ba?
Alam mo, there's this wonderful quote I heard or I got from a discussion. There was a visiting professor in one of our classes before sa MA. She was Italian. Tapos parang sabi niya, parang I think the question was about the idea of perfection or something about perfecting work, no? How do we perfect this type of craft? Tapos sabi niya, did you know that the word perfect comes from the Latin word perfectus, which means unchanging? Sabi niya, do not strive to be perfect because to be perfect is to be unchanging and the only unchanging thing in the world is the dead.
Tama, di ba?
The only thing unchanging in life are the dead. So, I mean, rather than striving to be perfect in your pursuit, strive to become. Because movement is always a sign of life. So, you know, whether at points sometimes we might feel na, oh, my comeback is not, parang medyo flop yung comeback. I think the fact that you're moving left and right, forward, backward every now and then, I think that's better than...
Or kahit a little step.
Yeah.
Diba?
I think that's a win in itself because that's already a change. And, you know, to change is to live. And that's just a perspective.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
Because I sometimes do feel that, especially I think in my generation, no, or yung mga kaedaran ko, no, who are, for example, moving jobs or changing work, and they feel like they're not coming back into the workforce, especially yung mga anak, and now they have to adjust, no, sabihin, I'm not going back the way I expected myself to come back. But, I mean, things are slow, very slow, slower than I expected, slower than I anticipated. But that's okay. The important thing is you're moving forward or you're moving. So that's better than, you know, being stuck where you were a couple of months ago. Sabi ko sa kanya. So I think yun din yung magiging advice ko sa mga kapitbahay. Pero marami pa yun later on. I think ikaw. Mga kapitbahay, Asarias just has to answer an important call sa work, ha? So
tingnan natin kung makakabalik siya. Pero magpapatuloy tayo sa episode natin.
Tama. Speaking of comeback ni Ate Natalie Graywall. She's here. She's here. Po. And she's ready to...
Oh my God, medyo nilalamig ako, sorry. Nagsasnow dito, by the way.
Ay, so, sa LA? First LA?
Global warming. As in, ito yung coldest winter here.
Nagsasnow sa LA? That's new.
Mm.
First blizzard daw since 1998.
Yeah. So, lalo na dito sa Valley, kung saan kami located, super lamig. But yun. Anyway, sorry. So, wait lang, recap. Kasi nag-enter po in the middle. So, anto, parang comeback sa lowest point?
Oh, mga stories na. Parang mga stories wherein we were able to overcome and then now, you know, we have some stories to tell.
Okay, so sino ba? Si Athena muna.
Pwede ako.
Sige, ako ba? Ano ba yung biggest comeback ko? Siguro nung 2016. Never ko to inamin sa podcast. Pero nung 2016 na-debar ako sa UST.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kasi I don't think nung time na yun, malamig lang ha, hindi ako naiyak, shaky lang yung voice ko. So, I was so ashamed to admit that because I wasn't even taking a hard degree. I mean, I'm not saying it's not hard to take fine arts, pero hindi siya yung typical na parang hindi ako nagtitake ng pre-med or ng pre-law and then na-debar ako, diba?
So, and then you were built for it din kasi. You have the skill set for it.
Yeah, I was built for it. It was just, I was so distracted. I didn't know what to do. And then, I was on my third year and then bilang wala. So, my parents were so disappointed. Tapos hindi ako lumalabas. As in, yun yata yung first time. Kasi sobrang straight ko nun sa Teatro Tomasino. Lagi akong active every year, every prod. Kahit tipong nag-leave of absence ako sa school. Hindi ako mag-inactive sa teatro. Pero that time, sobrang depressed ko na I gained weight. Tapos parang dumadalaw yung friends ko noon. Pinagluluto ko sila kasi parang dun din yung point naman na natuto ko magluto. So I gained a lot of weight. And then wala nang magkasya. And then alam mo yun, kapag...
Yeah, I remember that yung ano mo, yung weight mo noon is ano na, yung unhealthy na. Kasi I remember, girl, bumili tayo ng food sa baba. Nag-mini-stop ice cream yata tayo noon or whatever. Tapos nag-stairs tayo. Tapos hapong-hapong-hapo ka. Nasa floor na tayo. Sabi ko, girl, ba't ka hapong-hapo? Nag-elevator tayo.
Yeah, kasi sobrang laki ko. Chain smoker pa ako nun. As in, my health was bad.
Yeah.
Mental health was bad. So parang, hindi ko na alam kung saan ako papasok nun. And then,
may ano pa nun? Inaano ka pa na ng multo, di ba?
Ayun, ano ba ako nang may multo-multo pa sa apartment namin.
Nagkakaroon ng scratches si Natalie at 3 a.m.
In short,
ano? Ano yung grabe naman yung plot twist
na yung sa may condo, yun ba yun?
Condo, yun yung wala
sa Marikina. Sa Marikina, me. Ang kwento ni Natalie dyan, nanonood siya ng Friends. Tapos kalagitnaan ng panonood niya ng Friends, nakatulog siya. Tapos in the middle of the night, naririnig niya yung Friends nagpe-play in the background. Tapos pagising niya, may scratches na yung legs niya.
Basta pagkwento ko yata yun sa isa sa mga episode natin. Ba't kaya parang walang matinong nangyari sa buhay ko?
Dahil na, para sa akin, lurok na yun kasi minumulto ka.
Minumulto na ako. Parang...
Kasi parang mentally, spiritually, physically, challenged ka
bigo. Hindi na ako ng nanay ko noon. So walang anda si bakla, mataba na nga si bakla, alam mo yun. So after noon, parang ito yung before mamatay yung lolo kasi the following year, namatay yung lolo ko. Nag-uusap kami noon, tapos parang sinabi niya, akala ko yun yung mga day na parang nilelekturan lang niya ako, sabi niya. So ano gagawin sa buhay mo? So, na, alam ko nang paalamunin na lang ako dito, okay? So, parang, tapos parang sabi niya, alam mo, dahil mahilig ka naman umaarte-arte, ba't di ka mag-UP? Kasi nung time na yung si Yudes, nag-UP na. And then never in my head, crossed my mind, kasi hello, na-debar ako. Like, mag-UP, si bakla, move up pa tayo. Na-debar ka ako tayo. sige, try natin. Parang nung time na yun, nandun din yung mom ko. So para to get my granddad off our backs, parang hinatid pa nila ako, dinig nila ako sa UP to get the application. And then sa harap-harap nun, I forgot si kuya eh. Si kuyang lagi niya sa admin, nakulat yung buhok na payat. Siya pa yung...
Si Archie.
Hindi si Kuya Archie. Si payat siya na...
Kuya Manny.
Hindi si Kuya Manny.
Yung bata.
Kuya Jimwell.
Yun. Kuya Jimwell.
Limwell.
Lemuel, siya yung nag-abot sa akin ng application form. Tapos, I had to say na parang sabi ko, na-debar po ako. And then, nung tinake-look nila yung application ko na putsa, parang hindi nga ako nag-aral. Ginawa ko lang, nag-teatro ako. Sabi nila, oh, sige, tignan natin, malay mo naman. Ito talaga yung calling mo, di ba? So, 2017.
Sinabi ni Lemuel yun, yung malay natin. Kasi that's
oh, malay natin. Kasi hindi ako ate ano eh, hindi pumasok yung jiwa ko. Lalo na yung final years. Na parang sobrang nagulat talaga ako. Na parang nag-open arm, sure kayo. Pero okay. Pumasok ako. Never naman ako bumagsak sa classes. I wasn't doing as well as my younger peers. But I was just happy to be there. And then I feel time na yun, na ako, nagpipika ako towards the career I want sa theater. Kasi, alam mo, nakakakuha na ako ng roles, napapansin ako kahit papano. At hindi lang nag-pandemic. Tapos, parang yung game na nilalaro mong hirap na hirap kang i-level up, biglang nagsara, tapos pagbukas mo ibang laro, parang sabi ko, what the fuck? So parang, hindi ko okay na yun eh, kasi nandun na, hindi naman siya peak before pandemic. Pero siguro, yun yung considered na highest na na-achieve ko sa career ko na non-teatro na I was doing Nana Rosa. Alam mo yun, nakaka-work ko rin si Ma'am Jose. May mga nakikilala na ako na ibang tao sa labas. Tapos biglang, wala na. And then, parang ngayon nandun ako sa point na I have to survive this 9-to-5 job that I hate so much. Pero hindi ako makalis kasi ang daming bills. Tapos, girl, sobrang trapped ko na. So I don't know. Siguro, pag nag-comeback ako dito, pero hindi ko rin alam eh kasi sobrang consumed ako by yung mga kailangan bayaran, yung mga immediate na responsibilities. As in, hindi na siya yung pinipin. Yeah. Hindi, ignore mo muna yan, tayo na. Maya mo siya, hindi mo nila tayo de-demanding dito, hindi po. So, I don't know. It's just hard siguro for a creative to be doing the same thing. Pero sa Pilipinas, kasi I have a choice. I can stop. Alam mo yan. Pero here, no. Yeah.
I think, you know, what you're going through is a very important narrative in terms of building and rebuilding a life, whether it's a comeback or not.
Ooh.
Alam mo yun? Because it's very easy. Go.
Ne, parang ako, I find a bit of a similarity sa nangyayari kay Natalie, diba? Kasi parang, ganun din naman yung, I think, it wasn't just even the pandemic, it parang may other layer pa na nanganak ako na parang, ngayon, honestly, nasa FOMO ako kasi di ba theater is coming back. Tapos na rin yung pandemic. If I didn't have a baby, I could go and have a theater comeback along with everybody else in theater. But then hindi kasi another layer happened in my life, which is Duday. Hello, Duday. Tapos parang sometimes you feel kind of hopeless or shit. Ang tagal kong nawala. Babalik pa ba ako? Pero alam mo yun, everybody's always been assuring me na ano ka ba? Meron ka laging babalikan or meron ka laging andito lang naman niya. Eh, parang feeling ko yun yung takeaway ko sa lahat ng tao na nakakausap ko when I talk to them about that anxiety of never coming back to the thing that I love. Parang hindi naman kasi yun mawawala. Siguro magbalik mo strangers lang yung mga tao, but it's still the same. It's the same world. It's the same things. It's the same people. But you know, I can't guarantee that yet kasi hindi pa ako kumakyam back from this level of my life. But still, parang meron akong hope sa ganun na parang nag-stop yung buong mundo and nag-stop din yung mundo ko when it came to creating. And then now, I really want to create. But of course, I can't. Then, you know, yung layer na nangan ako, na-operahan si Duday. But then, parang I'm kind of assured na meron akong babalikan. Kasi, hindi naman, parang, di ba parang dinaanan nito dati ni Dolly eh, nakwentuhan ni Dolly to. Yung parang, hindi naman ibig sabihin nawala ka, hindi ka ng artist. You're still an artist. You're just doing something else right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pagbalik mo, artist ka pa din. Siguro, probably some of the techniques are different. But still, artist ka pa din. It's still, yung labanan dito, yung creativity pa rin, yung brain mo pa rin, yung talent mo pa rin. So you can always come back to the young and beautiful you.
Malay nyo, no, ano, Natalie, Ina. Baka ito lang yung Dolly De Leon hiatus years nyo.
Oh, shit, ang ina. Kung hindi labing with ni Dolly yung ano, Oscar, manda tayo. Manda kayo.
Malay nyo. Pero yung problem ko kasi, like, hindi ako pwedeng mag-comeback dyan kasi hindi ko naman pwedeng hatakin yung asawa ko. Sabihin ko, naratira tayo sa Pilipinas arte na ako. Hindi ko naman siya mabubuhay dyan with that. So, alam mo yun, may parang salad ka rin akong 6'5 na hindi ko naman Okay. Yun na pala yung part. Nakasal ka na, Natalie. Hindi ka na pwedeng, oh, kumumala ka dyan.
Yeah. Nasa isipin mo na lang, nasa NA ka na. Ayan na yun, oh. Yan na yun, oh.
Totoo, totoo naman. Hindi ko alam. Siguro sa UP nga, parang 2017 ako pumasok, diba? Kailan ako nag-roll? 2019. So parang sobrang takot ako mag-audition. Hindi naman, sobrang takot talaga ako. Paano ba? Naging comfortable pa ako mag-audition sa Nana Rosa kasi nandun kayong lahat.
Dahil kasi nagtiteatro ka din, di ba? Habang nag-Nana Rosa.
Sinasabi ko na yung totoo ngayon na parang ang totoo kaya hindi ako masyadong nag-audition nun, natatakot ako na rejection. Na parang sige, gagawin ko na lang yung requirements ko, magpo-prod ako here. Na parang feeling ko, wala. Alam naman kasi natin, di ba, sa UP meron din na may ibang directors na may ibang hinahanap. Na parang, alam mo sa sarili mo na hindi ikaw yung hinahanap. So parang ako, why bother? And alam mo, hindi naman lagi may opportunity noon na parang merong classifications na are for me. Hindi naman kasi ako parang like si Ingrid na typical girl next door na next play may role siya. Pero yeah, here, siguro parang hindi ko alam kung paano ko igagather yung enough courage na nakuha ko pa nung sa Nana Rosa to audition in an international level here. Pero yeah, kailangan ko rin kasi kumuha ng manager and you know, alam mo yun, hindi ko rin alam kung, alam mo yun, yung the logistics of it all, I don't know how it would work. Pero I'm really trying.
Boy, balita ko, nasa Spotify na tayo ah.
Ah, syempre naman, at dahil dyan, ini-invite namin kayo na makinig sa Spotify ng Team Payaman Talks!
Team Payaman? Podcast? Spotify?
Gusto ya!
I think starts from scratch siguro. Like, take some classes, mga ganun. If you do have time,
you don't have to quit right away.
Yeah, you don't have to quit right away your job kasi yung bills mo, di siya mawawala. They're forever there. And if you want to start something new, build a network of friends that can introduce you to people and sa auditions, sa opportunities. And then, you will know when you're ready. Feeling ko, it's the same with Nana Rosa. Opportunities came, pero hindi ka pa ready. But, diba, when you were ready, you got the role.
So, yun. I think yun yung mga pwede mong gawin for now, Natalie. And I think if you ask me, you've made so many impossible things happen here sa Philippines. And I think it's just really you finding your ground. Sinabi mo rin dati na, I don't think I'm going to make friends sa UP. And then one day, diba, my God, you were bringing the kids, yung mga kids na nagsasabi na, ate, sama mo kami sa parties, ate, ano mga pwede namin gawin dito? You know, you always have that. I think it's just slow burn lang talaga ang process mo. But it's just really a chance of getting your footing back. And then from there, you know, you'll escalate. No?
Tama.
Sana po, sana. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Tsaka lagi naman namin sinasabi, you always have a home here, di ba? Come what may.
Ewan.
You'll figure it out. I don't know how, but you always figure something out. Parang I can always bet on that.
Dumating ang time na bigla na lang mag-a-announce sa inyo may role ako sa isang series or sa movie or kahit community play.
Yes.
Alam nyo ba, sa sobrang frustrated ko na anything performative na hobby. Kasi nga nag-into drag race ako lately. Sinire-research ko, female drag race? Female drag
race? Impossible ata yun. Meron bang ganun?
Meron marami.
Drag king.
Hindi lang sila super kasing sikat as, you know, are drag queens.
Ikaw, Athena, ano yung, what would you consider as your comeback? Have you come back? No?
I think so, yes. I think I've come back. But I don't think come back ever stops, you know. You come back every now and then. Ganun, for me. Kasi like, hindi naman like parang rock from rock bottom, biglang up na agad, diba? Sometimes it's just, you know,
minsan nalungkot ka, ganon, or na-down ka, mm-hmm. and then you come back from that. So I don't think it ever stops. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, diba, healing is not linear. So if it's linear, then it's just one comeback for me. Uh-huh. And because it's not, diba, ano siya, it's every now and then. But luckily, I'm more of a not coming back. I'm in a very good place or right place in my life. And I thank myself for that. Thank you, me. Good job, me. Very good, me. Very good, me. You know? Kasi I did that. I did that. All the progress I made is because of me and the people around me. So, yun, I think yung pinaka-low ko is yung pandemic talaga. Because I had to like really face everything. Because, you know, parang stuck sa place with nowhere to go for a long period of time. And with people who you're not used to being with. Kasi di ba nung, nung pre-pandemic, araw-araw tayo magkakasama, araw-araw tayo nagkikita, everyday ako pumapasok sa, I remember that.
Addict natin sa isa't isa noon. Like,
Oo.
A little bit.
it became like routine na magkikita tayo every now and then. Like, kasi at that time, kakasimula ko pa lang din mag-work. Kakalipat ko pa lang to a new place. So, essentially, my life is just starting out for me. And then everything stopped. I had to drop all of that. And so, parang lahat ng progress that I made throughout the years, parang nasan na? But like, where? Nasan siya? Kasi I went back to the province because economically, that is more safe and that, like, mas matipid because hindi lang naman yung space you need isipin nun. Hindi lang yung health, pati finances. Because everything stopped, literally. So, I was faced with a lot of hurdles nun. And then, hindi lang outside of me, also within myself. So, like, I thought na I was really like, I'm fully healed, you know. Like, yung 2019, that was nothing. You know, it's just a blip. It's just a blip in my existence. So parang little, ano lang siya, humps. But then, when the pandemic happened, parang bumulusok lahat ng progress. And then, yung pagbulusok niya pa, it's hindi siya gradual. It's so, yung mabilis na bulusok. So, like, I became toxic within myself and towards the people around me. And ayun, I think for me is my lowest of low because I had to face my yung mga problems na tinakbuhan ko lang before. So
now that I think it's harder because you were in a very literal sense alone. No? You know you're always in your room. Kausap mo literally sarili mo lang. So you have no one else to divert yung blame. They can't say na, I'm being like this because these people are being, no, girl, mag-isa ka. Wala kang kasama. So, you have no para, okay. Hindi si wall, hindi si lampshade, hindi si water bottle yung may kasalanan.
Si it's Athena me. Yung may kasalanan. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Ganon.
Yeah.
So, syempre, yung realization na yun na parang, oh, I might be the problem. I might, it's me, you know, like, parang, di ko pwedeng tanggapin yun. I'm not the problem, you know. Parang nilabanan ko pa siya instead of like embracing it and working through it. Like, nilabanan ko pa siya at first. That's when the lowest of low happened. And then, a lot of things happened afterwards. And then, what my comeback is, yung, I literally fought for myself. Like, I gave myself avenues to communicate what I feel, avenues to, na okay lang, na maramdaman mo to, like yung emotion na to. Because I used to, like, takbuhan mo yan, because like, you know, sad feelings, they suck, boo, ganon. So like, alam mo yun. So like, ngayon, you know, I learned to listen, yun pala. I learned to listen to myself. Like, if I'm angry, I do something about it. It's not just like, mawala ka na. Hindi siya yung ganun eh. yung feelings kasi it doesn't just magically goes away. You have to work on it. If you're feeling angry and you're expressing it in a bad manner, you have to work on it. Kasi you're going to end up hurting the people around you or the people that you love. So I realize na it's an endless working on. Like, it's an endless project na I will be working on towards the rest of my life. And that, yung realization na yun, ang bigat nun. Kasi, I have to work on this for the rest of my life? Like, no. Like, ayoko. Yeah, yeah. Like, nakakapagod yung ganon. But I realized that the more I worked on it, the more that I feel better about myself. The more that I created connections that are better for myself, the more that I met people, na naka-attract ako ng people who are co-contribute sa ikabubuti ng buhay ko. And I think once na dineside mo, once I decided to take that step to work on myself and to work on the things na i-face ko talaga lahat ng mga na nararamdaman ko and yung mga nangyari sa akin before, tinanggap ko sila na nangyari yon, it happened and I cannot do anything about it because the only way to move forward is to do not look back, you know, don't look back sa past kasi what's done is done. So the now is what's more important. So I worked on the now. Kung ano yung nararamdaman ko ngayon. And I think that helped me for good. And I think the reason why I'm in a brighter and lighter stage in my life is because of that. And I'm lucky because I also have people like you guys and other people na sumaround sa akin who helped me realize a lot of things. Like, I used to, like, vent out sa social media and I don't do that anymore, which is, wow, oh my gosh, that's such a growth na naranasan ko.
Pero pag tumatanda ka, marirealize mo yung pag-vent sa social media ang pointless.
True.
Kasi like parang ang makikita mo lang na comments, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. God bless, I'll pray for you. Parang yes, you'll be, ano may, pero like okay, nandun pa rin yung problema after.
Tama. So, yeah. And then parang ang cringy, pag nabasa mo siya, pag ano ka na, pag okay ka na, parang, did I really say that? Alam mo yun? Like, ngayon, mas naiintindihan ko na yung parang low-key na life, which is a peaceful life. Like, if I have problems, I deal with it with myself. I don't broadcast it to people, which I understand why people do that. Kasi I've been there. I've been young and I've been stupid. Not that it's stupid to vent out sa social media. I'm saying na it's necessary for people to go through that stage in order to learn from that, you know. And I mean, we start a different starting line. So I think, and I feel like hindi pa ito yung pinaka-peak na happiness ko. I mean, meron pa akong ipipik, meron pa akong ida-down, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm perfectly fine with all of the changes in my life.
Yeah.
You know, iniisip ko, as we wrap up the conversation, iniisip ko what could be there, and I think you brought up a very good, you know, a very good part, a very good point there, Athena, in terms of, you know, sometimes the process can be, the way we go about life, it's going to depend on certain condition. And that's why I think when we think of progress, we just don't think of it as a line or as something non-linear. We also have to think of the landscape of the line. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Because for some people, yung trajectory ng travel nila, it will involve peaks that will require them to jump. But for other people, their travel feels like a slope with crags or it's a gradual climb. And I'm thinking that, you know, if we're accepting the idea na, you know, in that self-help kind of way, if we're accepting the idea that every one of us have different starting lines, I think we should also accept the idea that, you know, everyone also have different landscapes by which we maneuver or navigate yung mga buhay natin. Some landscape requires you to do the jump in order to come back fully. But some landscape do not require that. And that's not a lack no? That's not pagkukulangin. That's just the way it is, no? That's just the way it is built. That's just the hand that you're dealt with. And I think we have to give ourselves allowances in by way we view things or by way we view our journey. You know, at one point, maybe, you know, pag, hindi ba, nakakatawa nga, di ba, minsan may mga kapitbahay na nag-message or may kapitbahay na nagkatanong, nangyayari ba talaga kaya tinatali yung na-hold up siya? Yung mga ganyang bagay na parang, yung mga nangyayari, yung sinabi nga ni, ano, ni Toto, di ba, paano yung nangyayari sa inyo sa Kodazers? Ano na yan eh? Yung nangyayari sa inyo in 1 month. 1 year na yun ng ibang tao.
Yeah. Alam niyo ba, like, na-realize ko, ang dami ko rin pala talagang distractions nung nandyan ako. Like, kasi nung nandito ako, parang nag-resurface lahat ng trauma sa nangyari sa akin. Like, nagugulat ako na parang okay, may trauma pala ako sa ganyan nangyari. Yung nangyari pala sa akin na to, na nila-laugh off ko na nasa Pilipinas ako, may malaking impact pala sa akin. Now, na napaprocess ko siya, now na mag-isa lang ako. Kasi before, every time I would have a problem, yun, inom tayo, or yun, saan kakita tayo, tanto yung nangyari, Kuya Katoy, or alam mo yun, any of my friends, I would call right away. Hindi ko siya ipaprocess na ako lang. Pero now, tipo may problema, wala akong pwedeng tawagan. So, I don't know, parang I think na it helps na mas nakikilala ako now yung sarili ko, na pag dumating yung next jump, alam mo yun, alam ko yung gagawin, my moves would be strategic, hindi na siya out of emotions like how I did it before kasi hindi ko alam kung paano before yung emotions ko.
So yung ano, you give credence to the myth na mahirap maging depressed sa Pilipinas. Okay, hindi naman sa mahirap pero okay, marami tayong ano.
Hindi, para feeling ko mas distracted ka lang. Maraming depressed sa Pilipinas and they, but they don't know it.
Definitely.
They're distracted. And parang nagkukwentuhan kami nung may kasi may ka-work.
Double-edged blade yan eh.
Oh, may ka-work ako na Pinoy. So, kaka-move lang din niya dito kasi kaka-approve lang ng green card niya. So, nagkakituan kami ng work differences. Like, parang no, sa Pilipinas, ang dami natin ginagawa. Like, Thursday pa lang, may inom na. Dito parang work, tas pamilya, or may konting friends. Ganun lang. Kasi, totoo pala talaga. Na parang ganun yung buhay dito. Trabaho. Tas yung weekend, sige, fine. Pero pagod ka din. Tas trabaho ulit. Wala kami masyadong inom. Like, sa Pilipinas. Pero, yeah, ang daming distractions. So, dito, parang...
For better or worse.
Ayun, pinaprocess namin pareho na, tangina, nagkaroon pala, biglang mag-uusap kami, tapos nagkukwentuhan kami, na akala namin something nostalgic, tapos bigla kaming maiiyak, and then we were realized na, alam, may effect pala sa atin yun, no? Naalala mo pa yun, may effect pala yun sa'yo, parang, wala. It's just nice, I guess. It's a skill that I was bound to learn, and I ignored it a couple of times sa Philippines, but yeah. Side note lang.
So, yun. So, you know, yung in relation to that, it's going to be really like that. Na it's, when we think about our journey, let's not just consider the distance, but also yung makeup ng landscape, yung binagtas natin. Gets nyo ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Parang, hindi lang, okay, parang ito lang yung na-travel ko. Parang kung imamark ko siya sa distance, ito lang yung na-travel ko. However, yung distance na yun, alam mo yung nag-tumbling ako sa apoy, lumahoy ako sa balutong malalim.
Yeah.
Alam mo, yun eh. Parang I think, masyado tayo nag-obsess on how far we've come. But rather, we're quantifying the distance as opposed to qualifying the journey.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it's not foolproof, but I think if we try to shift our perspective in that, we can find more merits for ourselves in order to allow ourselves to give ourselves a break. I mean, ourselves. Yeah. And I think that's going to be my advice, no? If you feel like you're not in the state of comeback the way you want to be, try to look back and reevaluate the places you've been, all the places you've been, and all the challenges you've overcome. Diba? And maybe you'll be surprised on, you know, oh my God, I was able to do that. No, there are a couple of things I know I was able to do in the past year. I never thought I would be able to do 5 years ago. Is that a credit to myself? Yeah. But you know, but at the same time, it is not without hardship. My God. But the things I had to undo and the things that I have to unlearn in order for me to be able to reach that conclusion, it was a challenge and it involved a lot of pagkain ng pride. Alam mo naman sa ano, Kudazers, paborito natin ulam yung pride natin. Paborito natin ulam yung mga salita natin. So, ganun siya. And you know, that's going to be my advice for all the kapitbahays out there, no? If you who feel like they're in a rut or who feel like they're in a standstill right now, maybe it's just a stopgap along the journey towards that eventual comeback. If you are, you know, eyeing yourself or manifesting yourself towards a comeback, no? Yun. My God. Alam mo, nung inisip natin itong episode na ito, akala ko magtatawanan lang tayo.
Akala ko din.
Hindi ka nagiging seryoso. Ang dami talaga pinagdadaan ng mga tao dito ngayon. Pero yeah.
Oo, I think it's really going to be that. Yeah. Because it's, I think 2023 will be a challenge for a lot of people. Because 2022, you know, here, especially here in the Philippines, no? Because 2023 is just really the time we're in. We feel like there's a semblance of normalcy. Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, you know, nag-develop ko ng habits for the past 2 years and now you're going to have to unlearn it in order to accommodate yung the normal flow of things, though if normal is ever going to be the word for it, diba? And now it's going to be that year we're going to have to learn everything from scratch.
Yeah.
How are we going to accommodate ourselves and how are we going to accommodate people in this brand new reality we're in, yung the unreality of the past 2 years and the fantasy, the seeming fantasy of, you know, pre-pandemic times. How are we going to marry those two concepts together and pretend that this, you know, things are still going as they should?
Yeah. Yeah. Siguro yung advice for her.
Go.
Advice ko sa mga kapitbahay is wag nilang enforce to peak. Kasi the time I kind of peaked, and I'm not saying yun yung pinaka-peak ko. I'm not claiming that's my peak of peakest. May ganun mong, pero yan, nung pinaka-nag-peak ako, I was just happy to be there. I didn't even know I was gonna get into UP, pero I was just happy to be there. Pero alam mo yun, it started going my way until it wasn't again. Siguro ganun na lang yung ginagawa ko, like you'd said. Iniiba yung perspective ko just to get by, you know, yung 9-to-5 job na I have to do. Iniisip ko na parang, okay, let's look at this as a bootcamp. Siguro yung meant for you is nagre-require ng sobrang discipline and this is your training ground. Na parang uulit-ulit mo to from 9-to-5 kasi hindi ko siya nagagawa dati. Na parang dati, diba, events ako, diba, paiba-iba yung sceneries and everything. I can't really do as something routinary. So, ito siguro, working on my weakness na parang, yun na lang yung makakuha ko out of this. Well, bukod sa sweldo.
Consistency.
Baka dito yung time ko to practice it na para pagdating sa need ko na mag-peak, mamaintain ko siya.
Alam mo, that's a great idea.
Just think of it that way. Yung feeling mo hindi ka pa nagpipeak, tas na doon kasi nagpa-plateau ka towards that and ano, feeling mo, isipin mo lang training ground sa towards that. Parang di ba pag sa mga mountaineering club, they train first before they climb. So I guess this is it. Yung doon ako sa training ground.
That's a wonderful perspective there. I think that's something that, you know, maybe not a lot of people have thought of before, but because it's such a concept that's just there, but we never took it. Because it can't be that easy to think of it that way, but it can be that easy when you think about it, no? So yeah. Okay. So as always, maraming salamat sa ano sa podcast network. So for always supporting us through our peaks and lows, to our cam back and cam nuts.
Tama.
Maraming salamat sa patuloy na pag-ibig niyo.
True. And also, we would like to thank again GoTime Bank for sponsoring this episode.
May sponsor, Shala.
Ay, hindi ba lang inform si Ate Nakre?
Congrats. Congrats. Thank you for the sponsor.
Yeah, that's all right. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, try to give our co-affiliates a listen. Just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. They're also consistently churning out very, very good content, so take this time to listen to them as well. And of course, mga kapitbahay, maraming salamat sa patuloy na suporta at pakinig sa amin. Kung may mensahe kayo sa amin, kay Sari, kay Ina, kay Natalie, sige, sa amin na rin ni Athena.
May mga nagme-message pa din sa IG story namin. And thank you sa mga kapitbahay na nag-reply sa aming story sa na yung question, nagtanong ako kung anong topic suggestions. Ang dami naming na-receive na topic suggestions. And we will work on it, guys. We will work on it.
Yes. Maraming maraming salamat. The best kayo, guys. So yun, maraming maraming salamat, everyone. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here with the spirit ni Athena and Sari. Yes.
And y'all just listen to
Gazzers.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.